Hi, everyone. It's Donna Fox, live from my new place in Akron, Ohio. And I am so happy to be here. I know that you've been hearing reruns for a while, but here I am live, and you can call in tonight and talk to me personally. And again, my name is Donna Fox, and I work with the Akashic Records. And the Akashic Records, the Akashic Record energy holds all the information since the beginning of time and beyond. That's a lot of information. In fact, it's not just planetary, it's not just our planet, but it's galactic. And it has all the history, it has all of your past lives, it has all the information from the beginning of time and beyond. And it also has your soul's intention for this lifetime. And that is most important, is your soul's intention for this lifetime. All of your past lives, everything that you've ever experienced in every single lifetime is registered in your spiritual DNA. And that spiritual DNA is your soul's imprint. It's the soul information that you carry from lifetime to lifetime. Parts of that soul, that soul's DNA is activated in certain lifetimes, and in certain times it lays dormant. And in this lifetime, it's important to understand why certain things have happened in your life. It's important to understand why you do what you do. In order for you to understand what your patterns are, in order for you to understand how to neutralize your patterns or how to move forward away from patterns that no longer serve you. And so your Akashic Record energy is with you at all times. It permeates every cell of your being. And the Akashic Record energy is intelligent energy information that you can access. It's your divine birthright. Now, there are many ways to access the Akashic Records. There are many ways, and some are more successful than others. The one I employ, the one I use, and the one I teach, I use a sacred prayer that was handed down from the Pleiadians to the Mayans to a wonderful man by the name of Johnny Prohaska, who then taught my teacher, Mary Parker, and Elena Lieberman. Well, actually, he taught Mary Parker, and Mary Parker taught Elena Lieberman. And then I learned from Elena Lieberman and continued to learn with Mary Parker. I am certified to teach the Akashic Records through the Akashic Record Consultants International, of which I'm a founding member. Now, it's a lot of history, maybe, but the sacred prayer itself is a vibrational key. It shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And when we shift the energy to make the information accessible, questions can be answered. Information can be extracted. And the more specific the question, the better the answer. It's like God's great search engine, God's great Google or Bing or Ask. In fact, it's God's great Ask. It's ask@universe.com. Maybe that's the way to go after it. That's the way to understand it as a search engine. And so tonight, I take your questions, I take your comments, and it's basically call and get a free consultation. Consultations I do on the telephone. I teach classes. I've got a class teaching the Akashic Record Energy Level 1 in San Diego in November, actually. It's November 5th and 6th. And for those people who have already taken level one. I'm going to be doing level two on the 4th, 5th, and 6th at different times. And for those people in the San Diego area, I'm going to be at the Controversial Bookstore on November 3rd. I think that's it. November 3rd at 7 o'clock. So if you're near any of those areas, please stop in or give a call, and you can register for any of that. But we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
You're on the air. Who's this?
Richard.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. First-time listener to your show.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad you're calling in. How can we... What part of the country are you calling from?
Right now I live in Wisconsin.
Okay, great. How can we help you tonight?
I just wanted to see if you'd be able to tell me if I'm basically really on the right path, because until like February 14th of last year, I really felt like I was on the wrong path, and I always had this real strong feeling I needed to finally buy the guitar and start to learn to play it, so that's what I've done.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you emailed the question, right?
Yeah.
I just want to know if your last name is part of your email. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. What's important? So you want to understand what you're supposed to be doing with the guitar? Is that it?
Yeah. Basically, when I'm actually practicing, I constantly feel somebody touching my hand, and I can hear my name called, and this. I don't know if there's somebody also trying to tell me I'm doing the right thing or not.
Well, how does it feel?
It actually feels totally natural, like I've done this before.
And when you play the guitar, are you comfortable in doing that?
Yeah, actually, it's the one thing that really makes me feel really good.
Best. Are you taking lessons, or what are you doing with it?
I've been taking the internet lessons, and I have the books and some of those videos to learn by.
Uh huh. What do you want to do with it? What's in your heart?
Well, I want to be at least make a career out of it. You know, if nothing else, do like studio work.
What does that mean?
The studio musicians work on other people's albums, and if they need a guitarist, they call you up, and you play on it with different bands and stuff.
I see. How far do you think you are away from that?
Right now, I can actually copy most of what my favorite guitarists can do. So I'd say I'm really looking to put something on my YouTube channel maybe about 8 months, because you only get one chance to make that first impression. So I want to make it a good one.
So with all this feeling, why do you doubt yourself?
Probably just because it's something totally different from what I've been doing before. I was a truck driver.
Uh huh. But the issue is that there's something very magical about you and your relationship with music and the guitar, right?
Yeah, it's actually when I feel. When I start playing it, that's when I'd almost I start to feel a real strong presence starting around me. I can actually feel somebody sit down beside me. So that's when the other side also starts to come around me.
And have you ever asked who that is?
Yeah, a couple times. I get a feeling it was once maybe my mother, and the other one my best friend Dan.
Okay.
But it also I've seen the face. One of them I think is one of my. Favorite guitarist who passed away about 6 months ago.
And who's that?
His name was Gary Moore.
And so the piece here is that here's what's coming forward. You need to be able to continue with your guitar work, and you need to be able to move into and expand your own personal spirituality through that music.
Yeah, that's when I feel the stuff go. I've seen things, ever since I was a young kid, my grandmother had the same abilities and that I got it from her.
Okay. But the idea here is that it's important for you to understand that you can expand your creativity by actually playing music that you bring forward from the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been starting to do that. I even feel at times when I'm playing that I can feel like music coming into my head.
Right. And what they're saying is that do you know how to read music?
Yeah.
And do you know how to write down the music you're hearing?
Not so well with the guitar, but I'm getting better at reading that the tablature and stuff.
Well, the reason that what they're saying is in the meantime, before you're not to worry about actually doing anything but bringing forth the music. And what you need to do is start recording it.
Yeah, I was starting doing some of that.
Okay. All right. So know that you're on the right track. Know that you are really in the very. It's very important that you keep on doing what you're doing. And that once you get your YouTube up, things will start happening for you. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we have another caller on the line, Richard, but please keep listening. And now, do you live in California or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. I was actually born in California, but grew up in Denver metro area.
Oh, I see. I'm going to be in San Diego at the beginning of November. That's why I thought, if this is of interest to you, what a lot of musicians do is they take the Akashic Records workshop to expand their creativity.
Because
you can write music from the Akashic Records.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, but keep listening, because I'm also going to be doing a class in Akron, but also in Minnesota. And if you're in Wisconsin... I'll keep you on my email list if that's okay for when I'm going to be in Minnesota, okay?
Yeah, Minnesota is only about 100 miles from where I'm at.
Right, Minneapolis. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you again for calling.
About 100 miles away.
Oh, great. Well, that's good. I will let you know. I'm looking forward to possibly doing that in January.
January? Okay, yeah, I'll definitely keep an eye out on that.
Okay. So please keep listening. Thank you so much for calling in, and I really care about what your progress is. Okay?
I will keep on listening.
Thank you. Okay. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Uh huh. Bye. Is there a caller on the line?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I haven't ever heard your program before, so I'm really excited to talk with somebody who can access the Akashic Records.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear. How did you find the program?
Going to Radio Live Talk Radio on the Internet, BBC or BBS.
Okay.
Anyway, my question is, I listened to an interview from Chris Thomas, and this is a man in the UK that can also access the Akashic Records.
Uh-huh.
And he's done a lot of research on the Anunnaki, and I wondered if you had also done a lot of research going through the Akashic Records, looking to see if some of the information that is out there is correct or not.
I have not done any research on the Anunnaki. However, if you ask a question, we can certainly, I will... The way I access the records, I don't know if you were listening to the first part of the program, but I access through a holy prayer, a specific sacred prayer, that's a vibrational key, and it shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So that's what I do, and I personally, and this is just me, don't know. How do you spell that, by the way?
Anunnaki?
Yeah,
I'm not really sure. They're supposed to have been here on Earth many years ago, and they're supposed to have Zachariah Sitchin is one of the people who wrote all these books regarding the Sumerian tablets, And the Chris Thomas said that all of these books were wrong, and that all the information on the Sumerian tablets was wrong because he couldn't find anything dated older than 300 years on the Anunnaki. And anyway, if you haven't researched any of that, I suppose it wouldn't be one of those things that a person could get to very easily. I was just hoping to find someone else that could access the records, whether whether Chris was right or not. I've read a lot of Zachariah Sitchin's work, and it seems so logical. And now all he's doing is reading the Sumerian tablets, and the Sumerian tablets are talking about the Anunnaki coming to Earth many hundreds of thousands of years ago. And Chris Thompson is saying, no, they only were here 300 years ago, and then they traveled back in time and left all these Sumerian tablets and stuff like that. But I'm sorry if this isn't appropriate for your
time. I didn't say it was it was
research, then. I won't keep you.
Listen, first of all, what is your name?
Betty.
Betty? Betty,
yes.
I don't personally have to know anything about the Anunnaki.
Oh.
I access the records, whatever the records. When I bring forth a question, like I do a consultation with someone, I don't need to know what I'm not making the answer up. The answer comes from the master's teachers and loved ones of the Akasha. So why don't you just ask your question, and let's see what we get.
Okay. Did the Anunnaki come to Earth more than 300 years ago?
Well, you have to understand who the Anunnaki are. The Anunnaki are not only watchmen, but they are also interwoven into the fiber of the planet. So they have been here on and off, and what I'm also hearing is they're still here.
Oh, interesting.
They were guardsmen. They are beings of light that came more than 300 years ago. In fact, they were here more than a million years ago. They've been here since at different times on the planet. That's why I keep hearing they've been interwoven into the fiber of the planet. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, actually.
Now,
that's
I want you to just see how that feels in your body. Does that feel like truth to you?
I don't know. I wanted to believe that what it said in the Sumerian tablets was true, but that when I read what Chris, or when I listened to the YouTube thing on what Chris Thomas said, that felt right, and so that's why I called.
we need to get some more information here
because this is too interesting
find out about. Well, here's the interesting thing about it. Is that whether or not they were here 300 years ago and went back into time, or they were here millions of years ago and they went forward into time, makes no difference. Because the reality is where they're at, there is no time.
Okay, so let's ask the question, is the information in the Sumerian tablets true and accurate information?
It is true at the time it was written.
Oh. Okay. That's very interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you
because,
very much.
Quite frankly,
for your help.
I have no idea what the Sumerian tablets say.
Okay. Well,
I'm not being shown that. I'm giving you answers that I'm getting from the master's teachers and loved ones of the Akashic Records, and my personality, Donna, has no idea what anything of. When I tell you I don't know what I'm talking about, I mean it, because I personally have never even heard the term Anunnaki before.
Awesome.
Okay.
Very, very interesting. Okay, and could you tell me if Paramahansa Yogananda was a true avatar?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Awesome. Very, very, very great.
Paramahansa Yogananda was a very high vibration, high vibrational embodiment of spirit that took on a belief system to lead a people to their own higher ascension. But please understand, he only represented a portion of the information.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. And
okay.
Could you tell me if the energy around the universe at the change of the alignment in December 2012 is any more significant than any other change in energy?
The difference between now and the 2012 energy is that more beings will be able to be aware of, access, and live in multiple dimensions consciously.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I'd love to learn how to do that.
So the energy around the planet, all right, will be a heightened vibrational energy that will be accessible to more people who desire it. There will be people who will go through the shift and not see their lives as any different. There will be other people who have come in to realistically help mankind, humankind, if you will, to become more aware of their own gifts that will be accessible from the vibration of love.
Awesome. Awesome.
The vibration of love is the most powerful vibration within not only the galaxy, but of the whole universal and all galaxies. It is universal. It is a communicational, it's a communicational access. And what can happen for human beings who vibrate to the highest level of love they can accept. It is not about the highest level of love being given. One cannot give the highest level of love unless you're able to accept the highest level of love in return.
Fabulous.
That is the key that most humans miss. I want you to feel the energy of what's coming forward here. It's very important. You have asked very, very significant questions tonight. The vibration of love, again, the masters, teachers, and loved ones are saying, has to do with human beings being willing to raise their vibration and their frequencies to the highest level of love acceptance. the symbology is that if you have a vessel that is large and carries a large amount, one must be able to receive that large amount in order to be able to give that large amount.
That makes sense
to you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely makes sense.
Say again?
That's a lot to take in and accept. I love it.
Yes, and it is the job of humanity from this point forward, especially now, to begin to work on receiving and raising their vibration to receive love, which, by the way, up to this point, we have been conditioned not to do.
So we've been thinking too small.
Exactly.
Okay.
People have been thinking about ascension, and what they've been working on is... This is not a criticism, it's just please an awareness on past lives and raising their vibration. But the raising of the vibration, no matter who you work with, cannot happen unless the human is willing to receive love. Because a human cannot give love they personally do not possess. And they can't possess it unless they are willing to receive it.
Okay, we shall expand our light and love.
Exactly. That's the most important message. And wherever you can spread that message, you'll anchor more light.
Or simply by doing it.
Exactly. By being it.
By being it.
If we
Thank
would
you
only
very much.
Model that which we want others to embody, it would be like a pebble in a pond, and all would be embraced.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have any other questions, Betty?
No, I'm totally absorbed in trying to feel and absorb the information you've given me.
Okay. Know that that this program will be archived if you need to hear it again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
what
your
part of the
me.
Country are you calling from?
British Columbia, Canada.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I love Seattle. That's close. I've been to Vancouver, of course I'm going to be on your coast. You're near the west coast of the United States, right?
Very much so.
I'm going to be in San Diego at the beginning of November, teaching a level one class where people learn how to access their own records.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. It's open to anybody.
Fabulous. This is very great information to be able to just absorb and grow with your own personal energy.
Exactly.
Increase your basket, increase your acceptance. I mean, how can you give love unless you are able to accept it is such a huge statement.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And I'd just like to say that if you would like to be on my email list, all you have to do is
yes.
email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I don't send a lot of things out, but if I have a class coming up, I'm happy to let you know about it.
Thank you. I will do that.
Okay, you're welcome.
You have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. You don't realize the importance of those questions. They're very, very important.
Thank you for being
that catalyst.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good evening. And call anytime.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Isn't that a wonderful way to start your week? If you think, ladies and gentlemen, Hello? Am I still on the air? Hello?
Yes, you're still on the air.
Thank you. Good. All right, so if you were to think, ladies and gentlemen, that today is the first day of the rest of your life, as we have heard before from other people, and if you were just to move move deeply into your heart, what would have to happen for you to be willing to receive love? And it's not just about having someone to quote-unquote love you. This is not about being in a relationship with another human being in a romantic relationship. This is about being willing to open your heart to the gratitude of the living light of love. The living light of love can permeate your being by just asking, by just becoming grateful, by moving into gratitude, by waking up in the morning and being thankful for being alive on the planet, for being able to breathe air and drink water and eat food and taste whatever your favorite tastes are. To be grateful to be able to put clothes on and feel the warmth of the clothes or the softness or the silkiness or the shoes that you put on your feet, the tactile feelings of being human move you into a space of gratitude that fills you with love. That's what love and being willing to receive love is all about. Because when you move into the deep sense of gratitude, you open your heart to who you are. And it's also so deeply about self-acceptance. It's so deeply about being grateful for all that you are, all that you've been, and all that you are yet to be. As we said in the very beginning, this whole point is that every place you've gone in every lifetime has brought you to who you are today. And it's all there for you to love and appreciate. We have another caller. Hello, caller. Hello?
Hi, Donna. Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Who's this?
My name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. Where are you calling from?
California.
Great. Okay.
Yes, I heard that you have a class.
Yes.
Coming up, yes.
I do.
It sounds exciting.
Are you from Southern California?
Yes. Actually, in San Diego.
Oh, great. I'm going to be at the Controversial Bookstore. Do you know where that is?
Oh, amazing.
It's on University Boulevard or University Street. And that's great. It's a lecture. I'll be there on November 3rd.
Oh, excellent.
Yep. That'd be great. I'd love to have you come
really
by.
That's coming
if you do,
right
please
around.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, how can we help you tonight? What would you like to know?
This is a great show.
Is this the
I
first time you
the
listened?
Last call.
Oh, yes. That was great.
Yes.
Is this the first time you've listened?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's great.
I had some things happen to me that kind of tied into that last caller about love. But I've been having some trouble with that issue. So, anyway, at the beginning of the show, you had mentioned that you were... you could look at, like, soul... What was that? Soul purpose or your divine purpose?
Uh-huh. Yeah, anybody can do that.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
I mean, was wondering if you could tell me.
Were you asking what your soul's purpose was? Is that what you wanted to know?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We can take a look at that. I have to tell you that it's sometimes much more powerful if I have your last name, but you don't have to tell it to me on the air. If you wanted to email it to me, you could definitely do that. Do you want to take a moment? Are you near a computer?
Oh, I'm away from it right now.
That's okay. All right, that's okay.
Okay.
So we'll just go by your name and the fact you're in San Diego, and we'll just see what comes up. How's that? Okay?
Okay.
All right. So what we want to understand is, what is the soul's intention for Sheila, who lives in San Diego, correct?
Right.
Who's on the
yes.
phone right now. So first of all, the first thing that comes up here, before we get into your soul's intention, there's some information that's coming, Sheila, that's important for you to hear around the aspect of betrayal and trust. And so it's really
mm-hmm.
important that you consider redefining what trust of self is for you. Does that make sense to you?
Right. Yeah, that's the issue I've had, you know, so that makes sense.
Would you understand why you have that issue?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know it's a lot of levels, yeah.
Well, no. Did you understand what your soul's intention was about bringing that forward in this lifetime? It's not what caused it in this lifetime. You already know what caused it. We don't have to go into that right now. You understand that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
Yes. You've had a tough way to go, kiddo. That's what they're telling me. But here's what's important for you to understand. One of your soul's intentions in this lifetime is to understand not only understand trust of self, but move into forgiveness of self. Because, quite frankly, you're blaming yourself for things that aren't your fault. Do you understand that?
Okay. I've been working on that.
Okay. Please understand, this is just helping your awareness, okay?
Oh, yeah. The thing is, once I start getting good at that, then something else happens.
Well, the idea here is that it's really about you listening to your own personal gut and really understanding that what your gut never lies to you, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
And so the red flags you see, you
oh,
have
yeah.
to stop discounting.
Okay.
So if you're feeling something's not right, it isn't.
Right.
And if it doesn't
yeah.
feel good, don't do it.
Right.
In all areas of your life.
Right. Yeah.
So once you teach yourself that you have boundaries, and once
right.
you teach yourself that you can trust you,
mm-hmm.
then your little kid inside of you has been pretty beaten up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about really holding and moving into your, it's almost like reteaching yourself what your priorities
mm-hmm.
are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah, I'm working on that.
Okay.
I had an interesting dream. You were talking about the inner child. I had been working on healing my inner child, and I had a dream where the inner child was actually walking around and, you know, just kind of wandering around looking at stuff. And then we both just walked off together. You know, it was kind of cool. So
beautiful.
Yeah, it was really, really interesting. It was like, you know, she felt comfortable to come out and just wander around.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
And then, so you're so,
like
so
I say, so, you know, something else comes up and then I'm back to kind of square one again.
What typically takes you off target? When you say something else happens, what?
Another major life change. Moving.
Okay. Moving by choice
or
not by your choice?
Well, I mean, it's by choice, but you know, it's just one of those major things where you have to shift your whole life. And so I mean, my life is, it's very, very deep right now, so I was trying to keep this light.
It's not about light, it's about healing. In other words, the Akashic Record is very grounded energy. It's not at all foo-foo. And it's not, really about helping you get come to terms.
Oh, no, I know that.
I'm
very respectful of that. I just I got so much going on in my life right now.
That is being said here is that we're here to help if you want it.
So what other kind of question can I ask?
Well, you had mentioned about how things go upside down and about and you had mentioned about how complicated your life is, and it sounds like you're feeling some pain. And so what the Master's Teachers and loved ones would like you to see, the consultations are based on your questions. And the more specific the question, the better the answer. So if you are interested in knowing more about how to feel better, you can ask a question about it if you like.
Oh, okay. What can I change so I'll get a better result?
In what area, though, darling? You have to be specific about what you're asking.
Okay.
Okay. Well, better result where? For what, honey?
Better result in my career.
Okay. And so...
Is that specific enough?
Well, kind of. In other words, like, the idea here is that where you're experiencing the greatest amount of discomfort right now?
I would say so, yes.
Okay. So you want to understand how you can better your career, change careers. What part of the career do you want to know about, honey?
change careers.
So you want to be able to change careers, and you want to understand how you can best do that. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be a really good question.
Okay, so the idea here
is... It would be very helpful.
Okay, so you're not working in your right livelihood, and you want to work in your right livelihood. Is that correct?
Yes, that's a great thing. Yes, thank you for picking up on that.
Well, that's not me, but you're welcome. okay, so first of all, Sheila, here's what I'm being shown. I'm being shown your hands. And I'm being shown your hands with beautiful silk scarves, like you're showing beautiful silk scarves that have beautiful colors on them. And then I'm being shown you working with clay. And then I'm being shown you, like, running your hands over the air and shifting energy. And now I'm being shown you caressing someone's face and almost moving your hands backwards over someone's forehead. What does this mean to you? Does that make sense to you?
I have learned how to do pranic healing.
Okay. But I'm saying is how are your hands related to what you would truly love to do? See, the records will never tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need to make the appropriate decisions. So they're showing me this, and I don't interpret anything. So I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. So I'm just telling you what I'm seeing, and asking you how you relate.
I have
to
the
that.
Capability to. This is what I think. I think I was gifted because I was healed of a back injury.
Uh-huh.
I think I was automatically gifted the gift to heal with my
okay.
hands. I use it on myself. It works every time.
Okay.
I have tried to help other people, and I find them very resistant.
But that's not your issue, is it?
That's right.
Uh-huh. All you can do is offer the help. If they don't want to receive it, that's their problem, correct?
Right.
Because there are people who will receive your help. Is that what you want to do? Mm-hmm. Do you want to, in other words, like, are you willing to be uninvested in the outcome of your energy work?
Yeah, I'm willing to do that.
That's a big step,
you know. I've done it before.
Okay.
I have offered it to people.
And some have accepted and some haven't?
Yeah.
There's a but there. What's the but?
The people don't... I don't know if they don't get it. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I've tried it. I mean, I just get a lot of resistance. So
are you saying resistance because people don't want what you have to offer? Are you meaning the resistance because
it, but it's like they don't believe in it. So it
and
doesn't.
Why is that important to you?
It's not gonna. What?
Why is that important to you?
Why is it?
Why do you care if they believe in it or not?
Well, I would like to see a good result.
But why is believing in it
sorry,
a prerequisite?
Sorry, I guess I am tied to that.
No. Listen to the words.
I'd like to see one good result. I did actually have someone that I worked on, and she said she could feel it. So I know it works.
No, hear the words. Why is it important that they believe in what you're doing in order to get a result? That's a condition you're putting on people that's blocking them.
Oh, okay.
It's about divorcing yourself to the outcome. It's about holding the energy of love to such a deep degree that all you're doing is being able to offer it and allowing that person who you're who's in front of you to receive what they can. It's not necessary that they believe that you can heal them or that your energy works. Because quite frankly, it's not about you anyway. You're not the one that's doing it.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I'm just
a conduit.
So
when you say, you must believe the way I believe, you must get that this is going to help you, all you do is create more of a rebellion within the people.
Ah.
Does that make sense to you?
That's a good thing I called in.
Does that make sense to you, though? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Can you feel the truth of it within your body? That's important, you know.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
Okay.
I didn't realize
the reality
what
is,
I was doing.
If somebody comes to you or you see someone who may benefit from your help, it's just about, you know, I'd like to be able to try a couple things to see if this makes you feel better. Are you open to just feeling better?
Oh,
and some people will still not be open to feeling better. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah.
Some people need their pain.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And no matter who you are or what you do, they will still need their pain. In fact, sometimes
it's
too scary for them to live without pain.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
Uh-huh. And so that's why it's not important whether they believe in what you do. It's not important if they believe the way you do. It's not all that's important is that if they're willing to open themselves up to feeling better, possibly. And you know what? Nothing wrong with you saying may work, may not. Don't know.
There you go. Oh, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Doesn't it feel lighter to do it that way?
Yeah, I don't have to club them over the head that way.
Exactly.
I didn't
not
realize
that you don't,
what I
not
was
only
doing.
Do you not
basically
beat them over the head. You don't have to rake them to the coals so they'll do what you want them to do.
That's awful, isn't it?
No, it's
oh
just it's
gosh,
just that she never considers the other way.
Doing.
Say again. We have a feedback here, so sometimes you're talking and I'm talking, I don't hear you. So I apologize.
I just didn't realize that's what I was doing.
Well, of course not.
So thank you for pointing
you're
out.
You're welcome. Because you have a lot of talent.
Yeah, I do, really. I mean, it just came to me.
Yep.
So... I'm so grateful for it every day.
Yep.
Because it works on me. So.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. I mean, you don't know how bad I had some things. And to be gifted with that, oh, my God. I'm just so grateful.
Yeah.
Really. I really am. So, wow, this is really, really helpful.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. And if you email me, I'll email you information on the workshop.
Okay.
Yep, because if you live in San Diego, you know, again, the workshop's going to be right in Oceanside, teaching people how to access their own Akashic records.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yeah, it is. It's very cool.
Okay.
No. Wouldn't it be fun to be able to do what I just did for you for yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it?
yeah, it is. Ask the students that I've taught. I've been doing this for 15 years. There's a lot of happy people out there.
Yeah, I could certainly use that. Well, thank you so much, Shauna. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you hanging in there with me.
Oh, you're welcome. And that, again, you know, this is... It's about partnering with the masters, teachers, and loved ones. And Sheila, this couldn't have come forward unless you were willing to receive it.
Wow.
So
that's so,
you know,
cool.
We're mirrors for each other, aren't we?
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Okay. You have a good evening, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. Oh, and my email is info@akashicwisdom.com.
Okay.
Okay?
info@akashicwisdom. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been such a wonderful... My goodness, the time has just flown by. My goodness, we only have about 5 minutes more left of the show, not even. And I want to thank you so much, all of you, for calling in. And this has been a very profound show. And I want to give my email out again. It's info, I-N-F-O, at AkashicWisdom, just the same name of the show, .com. Also wanted to let you know that, again, we're doing a workshop in San Diego, California. And the Level 1 workshop is going to be on November 5th and 6th. Level 2 is going to be the 4th, 5th, and 6th, but you have to take the Level 1 first. If you'd like information, just email me. I'm also going to be speaking at the Controversial Bookstore in San Diego on University Street or University Boulevard on November 3rd, and your questions can be answered. And it's a great place to buy books, and it's a great place to hear lectures, and I would love to hear from all of you. If you'd like to contact me personally, my telephone number is 216-691-1233. That's a voicemail. You can leave a message anytime, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Again, 216-691-1233. I thank you so much for listening, everyone. It's been a great evening. Thank you so much to Betty and Sheila and Richard for calling in. Your questions really were so profound that it was so helpful to everyone that was listening. So thank you again so much for being willing to receive. And remember that we need to create our vessel of love so that we are able to receive the love that we are going to be able and willing to give. So it's been a wonderful evening. I want to thank you all again. Have a miracle-filled week. I'll be here again next weekend, next Sunday, same time, same station. This is Donna Fox with the Akashic Records saying have a beautiful, miracle-filled week, as I said. May your troubles be light. May your hearts be opened. And may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the Akashic Records for tonight's Akashic Wisdom Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Bye, everyone.